NBC executives are not having an easy time since their decision to move Jay Leno back to late night. Today, The Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien released a statement saying that he did not want to move his show back after midnight to make room for Leno. He wrote this about The Tonight Show: "I cannot participate in what I honestly believe is its destruction." O'Brien did not say that he was quitting the show or the network.
NBC has not one programming problem, but many: how to rearrange its late night and how to fill 5 empty hours of primetime. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says there's one show that's going to benefit from the whole mess. You can watch it tonight, just not on NBC.
Try as NBC might to restore order to its schedule, there's damage to one show that can't be undone: Southland.
Put your hands in the car, palms down.
It's a gritty show that followed the LAPD on the mean streets of Los Angeles.
Get out of the car.
Well, I'd have to get out of the car.
Get out of the car now, numbers.
You know who my father is?
What? Your mother didn't tell you?
When it started last April, Southland seemed as if it was going to follow in the tradition of great NBC cop dramas, like Dragnet and Hill Street Blues.
I'm being punked, right?
Search the car.
Hey, you're making a big mistake. You can't search my car without just cause.
You're watching way too much TV, dude.
But in October, NBC shocked the TV world by canceling it just 2 weeks before its second season was to begin. Southland was created by one of TV's top producers, John Wells, who seemed to be bringing NBC the kind of praise he had delivered before, with ER and The West Wing. But to understand the show's ouster, one must blame Leno. Shifting Leno to 10 p.m. 5 nights a week meant shows like Southland were pushed to 9 p.m., which isn't traditionally the place broadcast schedules its edgiest fare. Thank heavens for cable network TNT, which snapped up rights to the show. They're replaying its first season beginning tonight. In March, the never-seen second season will unspool. Now, basic cable may seem like a demotion, but networks like TNT have an increasingly strong track record nurturing hit dramas like The Closer and Saving Grace. Plus, cable affords shows the creative license they need to be as gritty as they want, so listen for a few less bleeps on Southland this time around. So don't go feeling sorry for Southland. If you want to send condolences to the casualties of NBC's implosion, try its local affiliates, or maybe even Conan O'Brien. But Southland, it's just where it should be.
That commentary from Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.